Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
About teaching, John, if I were a teacher, I'd quit. I feel like I'd be a sitting duck these days. And listen to this. Somebody from 630 said, our district decided this will be put into effect no later than, well, it says the 2020-21 academic year. So I don't know if this is already in place or they've got the years wrong. But anyway, in one of the districts, Z4 is the lowest score in the grade book. That means that if a kid does no work, they still get 40% credit. If you pass a few tests and do some homework, you pass with 60%. The vestige of the pandemic has been in the schools. The kids aren't working like they used to, so much so that Tom Stuckel, who is a teacher at Lyons Township High School, in a very specific point-by-point statement, announced that he's going to quit after 17 years. I want you to hear what he says it's like in the classrooms. 312-981-7200. Listen to this. This is my son's actually had this guy as an English teacher at Lyons Township High School. It's one of those great, big, beautiful suburban schools with things you wish you had when you were in college. It's a swell school, and they've got good teachers there. And he posted this, effective June 2nd. So Thursday, this guy's going to quit. I, Tom Stuckel, resigned from my English teaching position for 17 years at Lyons Township High School because I cannot, in good moral standing, teach students well based on the current administrative policies. There's a lot of intrusion going on into the classrooms across this country, or the fear of it, but in this case, it's just how we teach and grade the students. He says, our school has changed the following in recent years. Number one, homework not scored. Homework, these are now called formatives. Homework are no longer scored as part of the student's grade. Because of this, an average of 50% of my sophomores this year consistently did not do their homework, and 80% of my seniors consistently did not do their homework. These students know they will not be marked down, so they don't think it's important enough to do. It has had an awful impact on them. We are essentially encouraging the students not to work. The administration believes the formatives, homework, should not be counted because the students are learning and have not mastered the skills yet. The administration is ignorant of the day-to-day happenings in the classrooms. Most students will not do the work unless they get credit for it. It's a flawed system. What an interesting concept. I mean, that's worth engaging in about, right? Hey, I went home and I tried my algebra. I don't understand algebra yet. I didn't get what you meant in class. I've turned in my homework and I got a D on my homework because I haven't figured it out yet. So why should I be marked down? It's a learning process and I haven't learned it yet, but I'm not done yet either, right? I mean, well, that's that is an alien concept to me as a one-time student. I mean, if you had to do your homework, and if you got a bad grade on your homework, you suffered. So now they're saying, okay, let's rethink that. We will not grade your homework. Guess what? Now the students don't do the homework. Now they're learning nothing. Number two on the list, number three and four. You got to hear this. This is just fascinating and eye-opening. I shared it with my son, who works in the Chicago public schools at a decent high school. And he said, everything he said, I see too. And I haven't even gotten to the use of cell phones and smartphones in the classroom. Hey, Dawn, this is John Williams. You're on WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, John. This presses my buttons. I just retired on Friday, and I'm so thankful I did. I worked as a special ed aide in a high school in the western suburbs, and our district wants to change the policy. If you didn't do your homework, you got a zero until you turned it in, right? They want to change it to a 40% for not doing your homework.
That's what I'm hearing, yeah.
Because they keep saying, well, the kids get too far in a hole. Well, do the homework, and then you're not going to get too far in a hole. It just floors all of us. We're just like, we don't get the concept. Ooh. I'm so glad I'm done.
You said you're an aide, a special ed aide. Is that what you said?
I was, yes. I just retired on Friday. Yep.
Was that a SECA? And the teachers, do you call that a SECA?
No.
Okay. So what school district were you working in?
88.
I don't know where that is. Can you give me the town?
I worked at Addison Trail High School.
And did how long had you been working there?
I was there for 16 years and taught 10 years before that. So 26 years.
And would you have gone 27 years if they hadn't had these policies, these new policies in place?
Oh, no, I was already going out, and they just decided this. We just found out at our last meeting, and the teachers are just livid. Like, you're going to give them 40% for not doing anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that teaching our kids? There's no responsibility. There's no, you know, when they go out in the workforce, we keep, you know, it's just, you know, hey, boss, I didn't want to do that today. Well, here's still your paycheck.
Yeah, right. Dawn, is this tied to COVID? I mean, everything got different during the pandemic. No?
No, it's not tied to COVID. Not at all. Not at all.
Well, then that really makes no sense, because I understand during the pandemic, everything was different. We had to try and figure out how to teach and grade and what was reasonable to expect. But now the kids are back in the classroom. You think, hey, you get a big fat zero if you don't do your homework.
Exactly. It was all changed, you're correct, during the COVID.
Okay.
We kind of backed off because it was hard kids on Zoom. You got little siblings at home, and, you know, we got it. But now that they're back in school, oh, no. No, that should never be. It's the teachers are just besides themselves.
Yeah.
So like you said, I'm just kind of glad that I'm out of there now.
Well, I'm really glad you called. I'm gonna talk a little bit more about this here. Dawn, thanks for joining us today.
Okay, well, thank you, John. Have a good day.
That pushes her button, she says. So I'm reading from Tom Stuckel. He is a Lyons Township High School English teacher, been there 17 years. But after Thursday, he says, I'm not going to do anymore because I think it's morally wrong to teach students based on these kinds of policies. The kids don't learn. And his first point of contention is homework is not scored. He said 80% of his seniors consistently did not do their homework. 50% of the sophomores did not do their homework. They say that since the kids are still learning the skills, you shouldn't grade them because they're not done learning it yet. That's a little convoluted logic. There's a shred of sense to that. But he said, so here's the net result. The kids don't do it at all. And then they don't learn much at all. Our text messages include these. My daughter quit a tenured position. She hated teaching in today's school community. 847, Elgin School 46 now passes students with 20%. And all assignments are accepted at any time, no penalty. Also, students can show up whenever they want, no penalty. Teachers are going crazy. 847 says, superintendents all drink the same Kool-Aid. This craziness has spread all over. A 20-year great teacher at Stevenson just resigned with a similar letter. Boy, if you teach in Chicagoland, you want to be a teacher at Hinsdale or Lyons Township. I guess I'm thinking of the marquee schools, you know, the Magnets in Chicago, New Trier. Stevenson is a beautiful campus. It's just gorgeous. York High School, holy cow, is that lovely. John, a teacher, no matter how excellent, cannot compete with the addiction of cell phones by our students. If you take it away, it's like taking away their limb. I have no answers here, but that's the truth. Okay, so then this teacher, Tom Stuckel, says, okay, so homework, it's crazy. No due date. I think I mentioned this before the break. He says the administration forces teachers to not have a set due date on summative assignments. There's the formative. That's where your learning's formative. That's homework. Now we call major assignments, essays, term papers. Those are summative, I guess, where you sum everything together. Okay. For example, and there's no due dates on those major assignments. For example, Stuckel writes, If I assign a summative essay to be turned in on February 1st, the students know they can turn it in on February 1st or any time 2 weeks after that, and I cannot consider it late when it comes to grading. This is teaching them laziness, apathy, disrespect. Many, about 70% of my seniors, turn in their summative assignments late. There are numbers of students that wait until the last evening, February, say, 15th, 2 weeks late, to turn in their work. Revisions, this is his point of contention number three. And then, he says, once I grade that major summative assignment and turn it back to them, they have 2 more weeks to decide to revise it for a better grade. Even though in my class I go over the writing process with every major summative assignment and give feedback on all their drafts multiple times before they turn it in for a grade. And then if you give it back to them and they got a C, they get time to work on it and change their grade. Point number four, failures. Sadly enough, these are becoming less and less, I believe, for the wrong reasons. Instead of teaching discipline and encouraging consequences for actions to teach students that they need to take their education seriously, the policies at Lyons Township High School are reinforcing D standards. Dejectedly, 30% of my seniors this year got a D. And the last 3 or 4 years, the administration has made it their duty to limit failure. So the kids get a D, they still pass, they move on. What do they care? Wow. Cheryl, you're on WGN. Hi, Cheryl. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to say I'm a 30-year veteran in the northern suburban area. I don't want to say what district, but the kids are not okay. The teachers are not okay. And we seem to have forgotten that we've all just lived through, are still living through a global pandemic. The behaviors, kids have forgotten how to play. They've forgotten how to interact with one another. And the cell phones, I think the problem is, I don't know about the high schools around the area, but my son just graduated from Buffalo Grove High School. I think in his 4 years, he had 2 textbooks. So every single thing that he did, 90% was on a tablet. And then remote learning was on a tablet. So we're sort of teaching the children to be addicted to electronics. So then the thought of then wanting to take a cell phone or a tablet away from them, yeah, it's like taking crack from an addict. It's awful. So that's kind of another layer of what's going on here. But, yeah, I mean, and then the thought of arming teachers. If you think there's a teacher shortage now, think about that scenario for a minute. You've got an armed offender who enters your school building. Every teacher grabs a gun. First responders come in. Who is the offender? How are they possibly to figure out who the offender is if everybody's got guns?
Yeah, that's just the craziest thing I've heard. And by the way, you're hearing it. Hey, John, District 96 in Buffalo Grove is not allowed to give zeros for schoolwork not done. I missed that memo. I'm so glad you were at least telling me about this. Where do we go next? Oh, to Chris, right? Hey, Chris, this is John Williams. You're on WGN. Chris, how are you?
Hi, John. I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm the Stevenson teacher that you guys mentioned earlier.
Somebody texted us and said there's a great teacher at Stevenson High School who is stepping down. Is that you?
That's me. I submitted my letter about a month ago before Tom, and I actually got quite a bit of support from Lyons Township when they heard, you know, what I had, because I posted my letter online, like on Twitter, and they were super supportive. And so I imagine they were already in the midst of going through all that, and Tom had already contemplated it. And so he joined my club.
What did you teach? What have you been teaching?
So I teach sociology, which is an elective for juniors and seniors. And for about the last 5 years, it was a dual credit class. So my kids could get college credit for the class, you know, so it's like AP, except there's no AP test. Instead, you know, you get a college to come in and look at what you teach and how you teach it and how you assess it.
Yeah.
And they say, yeah, you're doing college level work.
Why are you stepping down, Chris?
So I, the same thing that Tom said, everything that you said, It's been several years now. Like we mentioned that it was before the pandemic, and that's true. What your other caller said, 2013, my school was starting to pilot this, and philosophically it sounds good, but putting it into practice, there's so many bad, you know, obstacles and horrible parts to it. So over the years, I've tried to tweak it. I've tried to work with it, and it still wasn't working. And so then this year, I had 20 kids in December simply not turn in a final paper. And I was beside myself, and I was asked, like, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to grade these kids?
Okay, but wait a minute. Hold on. So what Tom Stuckel was saying at Lyons Township High School is his frustration. Here's why he's quitting. Homework isn't scored. There's no due dates. When they finally turn it in, even late if they choose to, you hand it back to them, and they get to redo it for a better grade if they want.
Yes.
The kids don't fail, and the phones in the classrooms are a huge distraction. It hurts the learning process. Why are you laughing?
Yes, 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 and yes. All of it.
But if a kid,
so what happens,
all those kids that didn't turn in a final assignment, what about that? What happens to their grade? What score do you give them?
At Stevenson, it's a M, which is like missing. You know, but basically it's kind of like saying, well, there's an incomplete. And so then you have to give the kids a chance to turn it in. And this same thing happened to me in 2018, where I had several kids not turn it in on May 1st. So I said, you have to get it in by the end of the school year, which was like May 20th. And they still didn't have it in. So then I said, all right, well, you have to get it to me by final exam day. They still didn't have it. So then I said, all right, we have two more final exam days. If you can get it to me by the last final exam, then, you know, I'll take it because, you know, my schools tell me I have to take late work. So they still didn't even have it then. So then I left for the summer, and these three kids I thought failed. And Stevenson said, you know, the kids turned it in over the summer. And they said, go back and look at it. Like each kid's, you know, grade book is telling a different story. And so I, you know, in August, I was compelled
August.
To change grades.
Where are the parents? That's a nice district. Those are, I would imagine, involved parents. I don't mean to paint with a broad brush here, but where are the parents? Do you call them up and say, hey, Bobby's going to fail?
Do you know what? It's real. So parents are confused by the whole system. So many of them have given up. And so they just don't even understand what the grade will be. And in the past, it used to be, you look in your grade book, we have, you know, you have 24/7 access to grades. You can see what a kid's getting. But now you look in the grade book, and at Stevenson, you don't even see a letter or even a number. It just says meets, exceeds, approaches. And, you know, a parent has to figure out what that means.
When I get to be king, this is going to change. Listen, I'm out of time, Chris. You and I need to talk a little bit more here. Hold on a second, okay?
Hey, I'm happy to. Sure.
And by the way, how many years have you been teaching?
I taught 25 years, 23 at Stevenson.
How old are you, Chris?
I am 48.
Are you going to go back to teaching?
I don't know. I'm going to wait and see what happens.
This is amazing.